Okay, so maybe today, maybe what the session, what we'll do is that today maybe as for the session for the beginner class. So we will have the session for the beginner class. So maybe today, maybe generally I will talk about the Four Noble Truths. After the Four Noble Truths, then we will have a short of the prayer session. So maybe this, I thought the for say for the medicine. So we will have a short session prayer for the every of the Deepcar peoples for whether if they are sick to get over the sickness and who are very healthy and may become the more healthy.
Sure.
So because sometimes it's very difficult to say even if you are healthy right now you can become the sick anytime. Yeah. So maybe first I will stay we'll talk about the generally about the Four Noble Truths, then maybe we'll do the prayer session. Today the prayer is or the medicine with the prayer, so for the every of the people who join here. And now about the Four Noble Truths, so maybe one thing that we have to know that about the Four Noble Truths, that is the one of the Buddha's the first teaching. When the Buddha was giving the teaching, the first teaching he talks about the Four Noble Truth. So when he was giving that Four Noble Truth teaching, so that is the after he achieved the enlightenment, then he started to give the Four Noble Truth teaching. So the first teaching of Four Noble Truth, and then we, one thing that maybe we have to, it's also important to understand what is the Four Noble Truth. Four Noble Truth, generally the one thing that when you look at the Four Noble Truths, so Buddha, when he was talking about the Four Noble Truth, the first truth, it comes the truth of the suffering, then truth of the cause of the suffering, then the truth of the cessation of the suffering, then truth of the path. So now the truth of the suffering, the question comes the why the Buddha had to talk the first thing the truth of the suffering, because he want to do that he want to understand to the what is the suffering to very properly. Understanding the suffering, only we can understand the suffering very properly when we know the cause of the suffering. So truth of the suffering, that's why he talks about the suffering then cause of the suffering. Generally once we have the suffering we will not understand what the real cause of the suffering, that so truth of the suffering. When the Buddha was talking about the truth of the suffering, other thing is that when Buddha achieved the enlightenment, after he was meditating the 6 years, he achieved the enlightenment, then he come to teach it. After the in getting the enlightenment, after exactly 49 days later, then he start to teach. Now the truth of the suffering, then he finally that the truth of suffering, generally when you look at the one other point, when you look at this, when Buddha was talking the truth of the suffering, also he is letting us to learn how to accept the suffering. Sometimes the many of the suffering when it comes in our life, sometimes we cannot accept the suffering. That is the also the one reason. That's why the maybe small sufferings when we cannot accept it, then we might feel that is a very difficult and a very challenging. One thing is that so that's why the important things. So one the important thing is that so one the important thing is that the Buddha was teaching to acceptance to learn the acceptance of suffering. Number one. Number two is that also we have to know that there will be always will be the suffering. Sometimes we will feel that every the life and the world should be the very perfect. So it cannot happen because there will be the suffering all the time. We have one other thing is that we have to learn from here is that now every suffering there will be the suffering. We have to find it at the right cause. Sometimes when you cannot find the right cause, then you cannot eliminate the suffering. Whatever the difficulty, whatever the challenges, when you have to overcome it, when you have to challenge it, first thing is that you have to know the cause. Once you know the cause, then it will be easier to challenge that. That's why what happened is that so that's why one thing that so that's why now the cause of the suffering. Now what is the cause of the suffering that we have to find it out? So mainly we have to know the cause of the suffering. Sometimes that there might be the many ways of the looking on this point. What is the cause of the suffering? Generally, the cause of suffering comes to the two points. One we can say the bad karma, and one we can say as a negative emotion. Negative emotion. Okay, karma and a negative emotion. So when you look at a karma, this is the quite the complicated, because the karma sometimes is complicated, because when you look at a karma and a negative emotion, when we talk about this is the cause of the suffering, that is comes the second truth. When Buddha was talking to the fourth truth, the second truth he talks about the truth of the cause of the suffering. The truth of the cause of suffering, he told that it is the karma and our negative emotion. So now here we have to look at how we will look at the karma, the two things, karma and the negative emotion. So it's a very simple way to, when you look at the karma and the negative emotions. So negative emotion is a Buddhism term, what we call the nyumo. That means that there are the mainly three negative emotions, like a hatred, attachment, and ignorance. Now here we have to look on the one point. One point that now the what is the first negative emotion, like a three negative emotion, what you can see, three negative emotion, the hatred, and attachment, and the ignorance. Among these three negative emotions. These all three negatives are very much interrelated. Interrelated means why I mean interrelated. When you basically the hatred and the attachment comes from the ignorance. The people, so that's why it said that the ignorance is one of the root cause. Ignorance is the root cause of all the negative emotion. From the ignorance, it's all the negative emotions comes. Now this is the second. Now the negative emotion. Now the with the negative emotion, then we will bring the karma. Because when you have the negative emotion, that will brings the karma. Then you will act the more. I mean the karma. So with the like a negative emotion, like a hatred, then you will kill the peoples or the animals, the whatever. With the attachment, you will bring the, you will commit the negative karmas. So this is the one you commit a negative karma. Result of the negative karma, the suffering comes. That is the cause of the suffering. Okay, yeah, cause of the suffering is something like that. Yeah, cause of the suffering. Now when you look at the cause of the suffering, we have to find the one question that what is the root of the cause of the suffering? Root of the cause of suffering, it comes that the mainly it comes that the two things, as I mentioned before, the karma and the negative emotions. Now, what is the karma and the negative emotion? What is the karma and what is the negative emotion? Two questions arises there. So negative emotions, the mainly the negative emotion is something that the emotion that we destruct our mental peace and mental relax, that will call the negative emotions. Especially more it comes from the ignorance. Thing is that what we have to do from the negative emotions, what we have to learn from the negative emotions, that the negative emotion, there are the three types of the negative emotions. So as I said before, when you can eliminate these three types of negative emotion, then you will not commit any actions or karma. Then you will, when you have not committed any action in the karma, then what you can do is that then you can with you not committed any action or karma, then it will be much easier for then easier to get liberated from the suffering is the one thing. Yeah, that is the one important point. Now there are the few important points what you can see here. Now the how to whether it's possible to eliminate a negative point 100% or not. When you can eliminate a negative point 100%, that's called the third truth of the cessation. Now the thing is that how you can eliminate that negative point 100%, that's a one big question comes. So this is comes that it says that you can eliminate the negative points 100% through, then it comes the path of the cessation, path through the cessation. So now the few questions here are now the which path, because this is the most complicated one. The fourth truth is the most complicated one because of the path to the eliminate all the negative of the emotions. This is the one of the most complicated one. Because the path of the now the part of the how the part mainly the part of the eliminating the negative emotions part, the part of the death will be the part then the Buddha and initially talk about for the eight noble paths, and this is about the Buddha has given. Now the among the eight noble paths, so now the main thing is the main important part to the eliminate the negative emotion. If you conclude that we can understand in the two parts, mean the one part we can call the understanding of the emptiness and the compassion. This is the two main part, realizing the emptiness, wisdom which realize the emptiness, then one other thing is the compassion, idea of the compassion. So these are the two points of importance, important practice to eliminating all the negative emotions. So now this is the comes that these two parts comes of the path of the path of the truth of the path. This is the truth of path. Truth of path, they will be that generally Buddha talk about eight noble paths. So when you come to the eight noble path, when you conclude that eight noble path, it will come to the two paths. Two paths you can consider as the wisdom, the realizing the emptiness and the compassion. So these are the four noble truths. You can see the four noble truths, but I was talking about the four noble truths. So now among these four noble truths, so one thing is that the very simplified way we have to understand the one thing that with the wisdom of the realizing the emptiness and the compassion, these two are the main keys to overcome the negative emotions. When we overcome the negative emotion, eliminate the negative emotions, then we can eliminate the karma, then we can eliminate the suffering. And so this is the one of the main points. This is the one of the main point of the four noble truths. So this is the one of the main truth because it says that because this is the one of the main point, because it's a very simplified way we can say the one thing that compassion and the understanding of the wisdom of the understanding the emptiness, these two things will be overcome the ignorance. When you come overcome the ignorance, then you can overcome all of the negative emotions. This is the one of the main points, so we have to understand. Okay, so maybe if you have any question, maybe you can type, then maybe I'll say the prayer session.